It's Jeff Peel, and I'm here with Anne McCrossan. Anne, you were talking there a minute ago about the potential end of spin. Do you think spin is over and organisations now need to become more social organisations?
I think spin's certainly getting a good run for its money. For example, if you look at what happened with BP during the crisis in the Gulf, BP's Twitter channel had approximately 6% of the volume of followers that the BP Global PR, which was an unofficial and unorthodox channel commenting about the crisis, actually received. And the reason that it got that was it was deemed as a greater source of authentic communication and truth than the spin that was coming out of BP. And it is that disconnect which people found actually quite amusing, which then propelled the whole sense of a following for the alternative to BP and created in such negative PR. So when you look at a situation like that and you look at how true collaboration can start to create a greater sense of dialogue, which gives organisations a better steer in terms of how they should manage their business, like spin can only do so much.
So does it mean then that, apologies for the coffee machine, but does it mean then that organisations need to adopt a different persona, a more values-focused persona in defining their CRM strategies?
As we've shifted from bricks and mortar economics to much more intangible value, it's definitely been the case that organisations that have succeeded as new entrants into our marketplaces have done so because they've had a very clear sense of their values and their mission and their cause. So if you take, for example, Apple's desire to be the one-stop shop for people who are real fans about the business, it's because there's a belief in what Apple are trying to do, which is to make things much easier to use, much more consumer-friendly. Or Zappos, which has been absolutely blatant about its mission to create the best customer service online. Or Facebook, which has a very clear mission, which is to make people able to connect in the digital world as well as they can do in the real one. All of these organisations are much more mission orientated, because the things that mobilise people, really mobilise them, is having a cause, having a purpose beyond the day-to-day functionality, which on the web can all be automated.
What do you think are the key sort of best practice lessons to be learned from these organisations that are doing it right that you mentioned?
Certainly to think about social leadership involves being able to be led by what your users are telling you, and to be prepared to think about things in new ways. So what that asks of a lot of organisations is that they're calibrated to be much more agile and in some ways much leaner, in that it's not about processing something that comes from within. It's about being able to create collaborative, innovative cultures that can be flexible enough to take on opportunities that come from without.
Mm-hmm. And you say that the influences that come from without, what are they?
Well, certainly, you know, when you're working with an audience, it's very much a process of listening, experimenting, discovering. So this sense of always in beta is about continuous development, and to be able to keep a continuous development trajectory going is going to come more easily from without now than it ever has come from within. And the other influences are really, what are communities responding to? What do they latch on to? So we can put out 20 videos. The one that actually is the hit isn't necessarily known. To be able to uncover real insights out of audiences can come from a very generative, iterative medium like social media. But it does take more than a hit-and-run mentality in terms of how you run it. And it has to be much more about being able to embrace inbound communication than broadcast.
And typically, who are the champions? Are CEOs getting it yet? You know, I do sense that social media isn't really widely understood by many boardrooms.
There's a mixture. I think some CEOs do get it, and they do get it quite well. The issue is that there's this middle third within a lot of organisations that's neither really tuned into the strategic vision or not able to set the strategic vision, perhaps I should say. And then there are people that are connected to the coalface and the groundswell, and a middle third in the middle that are neither, you know, part of the structure has created this management layer, which actually is now obliterated.
Okay. And thanks very much indeed.